From Tidbits on May 19th, 2008, this is the audio version of Move and Resize Windows from the Keyboard with Mercury Mover, written by Adam C. Angst. Most technical authors aren't wild about taking screenshots, because setting up a good screenshot can take longer than writing about it. You have to make sure fields are appropriately filled in, the pointer is showing appropriately, and the window is the correct size. This last bit is often tricky, since moving and resizing windows with a mouse is inherently a loose operation. Pixel-perfect alignment is difficult. However, there's now a utility that can help both authors and anyone who prefers to use the keyboard as much as possible, Helium Foot Software's Mercury Mover. It's a small preference pane that brings to the keyboard two basic functions that are generally restricted to the mouse, moving and resizing windows. Press a user-configurable keyboard shortcut, the command is Command-Control-Up-Arrow, and a translucent heads-up display appears with instructions telling you how to move the frontmost window using arrow keys. Two other keyboard shortcuts help you resize windows up to the left and left, and down and right. Requiring the user to think about which way a window should be resized seems unnecessarily baroque, but it's unavoidable due to needing all four arrow keys to expand and contract in both situations. You can also switch among the three different move and resize modes while the heads-up display is showing. See my screencast for a live tour through Mercury Mover's preferences and usage. Once the heads-up display is showing, a single unmodified arrow key press moves or resizes the frontmost window 1 pixel, but by holding down a modifier key as you press an arrow key, you can move or resize the window 10 or 100 pixels at a time, or take it all the way to the edge of the screen. Pressing the equals key centers the window, and pressing the plus key expands the window to the full size of the screen. Once you have the window looking the way you want, press Escape or click the mouse to dismiss Mercury Mover. If you made a mistake, Command-Z and Command-Shift-Z work as expected to undo and redo your actions while the heads-up display is still showing. Using Mercury Mover is easy, and I suspect that if you use it regularly, its keyboard shortcuts and controls will become second nature. Much as it's a slick little utility, Mercury Mover isn't perfect. Although it could resize Eudora's windows, Eudora didn't always redraw the window contents to match. I suspect there may be other older applications that suffer similarly. While using the current version of Mercury Mover, I found myself wishing that it would let me set exact window dimensions and locations by typing in numbers and recalling those settings later in order to keep screenshots consistent, something that's devilishly difficult now. Happily, before I even suggested the feature to Keith Alperin, Mercury Mover's creator, he told me the next version will, quote, display the size of the current window and also have a facility to bookmark specific sizes and or positions. I call these my screenshot features, unquote. I hope that the next version is available before I need to update my iPhoto Visual Quick Start Guide again. For this last update, I found myself using screenshots from the previous edition as templates for getting the iPhoto window sized properly for particular screenshots. Mercury Mover costs $24 and can be tested for 30 days. It requires macOS 10, 10.4.10 or later, and is a 782K download. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and check out my screencast. I made it. It's the first one I've ever done. Made it with ScreenFlow, and it was really, really easy. I mean, I even added some stuff after the fact and made some edits and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, perhaps I'm gushing a little bit here, but I am not a video person. I've never done anything serious in iMovie or any other video application. And I found ScreenFlow really pretty easy to use. Hardest part, frankly, was all testing all the different export settings in an attempt to get the final movie down to a good size. So we'll be figuring out more screencasts in the future, but really, please do check out the screencast linked from the article on the website, and let me know how you like it. Thanks.